everyone. This is N2NOV with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. We'll stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we start with the net this evening. Good evening, everyone. This is N2NOV. The name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. And I'd like to welcome you all to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net, one of two nets on this repeater each week. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in various aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you could tune into yourself, from DC all the way up to light, including everything. Broadcasting stations, shortwave, utility stations, police, fire, EMS, aircraft, military, satellite operations, all sorts of different things. We also talk about what kind of equipment you could use, who's on the frequencies, what do all the different abbreviations mean, where you can find further information on the internet or in books and magazines, anything to help you make this hobby a little bit more enjoyable. Now, we have some basic ground rules for this net. One, this repeater is located in Midtown Manhattan on the Rockefeller Center building. It uses a positive shift of 600 kilohertz and the PL tone of 107.2. And is maintained by the generosity of WA2ZLB and his co-workers. For those who are a little bit out of distance, or you may have some trouble transmitting tonight, or you may not have your amateur radio license quite yet, you can still participate by email. Our email address is nydxa@yahoo.com. That is also the email address to use if you'd like to sign up for our mailing list. Well, when you send a message in, just say, sign me up, and we'll put you on the mailing list. Any hot news and items and news articles and publications, anything else that comes out will be sent to you. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, your name, what town you're checking in from, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you'd like to share with the group. If you don't have any traffic, just say no traffic, and we'll continue on with the next person on the list. So at this time, we'll stand by for check-ins. Please space it out so people aren't stepping on each other, and we get everybody on the list. This is N2NOV.
N2NOV, police. Whiskey 2, Golf Uniform, Welland, Tarrytown, New York. Good evening. I have some comments on traffic.
nydxa@yahoo.com. Okay, first one up with traffic tonight is W2GU, Will up in Tarrytown. Go ahead, Will. And Twinnelby.
Yes, good evening. This is Whiskey 2 Golf Uniform. I got a few things. Number one, I just the other day got my 2007 radio TV handbook. It mentioned that I believe between April and August the new sunspot cycle will start. Although some of us hand believe that with the storm that came by on the stem weeks ago tomorrow, that that's when the sunspot cycle might have changed. So we'll know soon enough. Second of all, I'm happy that the ham radio operator got the new frequencies that they could use, especially if you're an extra like I am. So I'm happy about their new phone privileges. But I'm not very happy at all about the CW being dropped, because I just think all of us went through the CW test, and when I passed my general in 1973, I got 13 words a minute, and I still had to wait 2 years before I could get a general where I would have an extra word, which I would have done 20 words a minute. Now they're not going to require the test, as we have the Morse code test. I am a volunteer examiner as well as an extra class AM. Passed the extra this year with a 98. But it's interesting what the WTVA is saying, that sunspot cycles about to begin between April and August, though it's believed by many hands it might have just started already. So I wonder what everybody's thought about that. But before I turn it over to you, I want to take the time to wish everybody a great and very blessed Hanukkah, Christmas holiday, and all the best to you, all you people for a great and very blessed 2007. And I'd like to hear your comments about the sunspot cycle and about the latest edition of the WRTVH. And also, if you want to talk about the new frequencies on the Morse code, you're welcome to do that. And I'll just get you by and listen for another 20 minutes, and then I'll come back later, because I do participate in the 7-digit net. This is W2GU, standing by, standing, turning it back to net.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know that the World Radio TV Handbook has finally been released. Typically, it does come out later than Passport to World Band Radio. Sometimes it doesn't come out until January. So it's good that it's out now before Christmas. As far as latest information and how to understand what sunspot cycles are all about, is a very good website set up by NW7US. And this is good for anybody, whether you're an amateur radio operator transmitting on HF or a shortwave listener listening on HF. Understanding how the radiation and the particles from the sun affect our ability or inability to receive radio signals from other parts of the world is a very good lesson to learn and to always keep on top of. The website that NW7US has, there's a link to it on the N2NLB.net website about two-thirds of the way down under the miscellaneous category. But the URL is hfradio.org/propagation.html. And you'll learn so much on that website. Between that and NASA's own space weather page, you can't go wrong. They are learning new things every day with the satellites they have up there, the observations from all the different observatories, and the number crunching in the computers. The things we're learning today, we never could have thought of 20, 30 years ago. And probably 20, 30 years from now, it'll be so much more than we can understand now. And that's why, I guess, the FCC makes changes, because they understand changes mean that we're progressing. So thanks for bringing that up, Will. And go ahead and check into the Southern District net and say hi to the guys for me. I haven't spoken to them in a while. And we'll be here later on.
Yes, Roger, I'll still be by for standing by here for another 17 minutes. And by the way, as you mentioned earlier when you started the net, you can put me on the list. I'm okay in the call book. I'm okay in the phone book. And I'm also at Whiskey India, Lima Whiskey. That's WILOW52547. At SusanCharlieEssenceSugar.com. So put me on that list and I'll stand by. W2GU back to net.
have the email address right here. No problem. It's postdoc QRZ. Okay, let's see. Next one up with traffic. Well, first I want to say good evening to Brian from Union County. He's checking in via email. Again, anybody else who's having difficulty getting into the net tonight, check in via the email address at nydxa@yahoo.com. All right, into VQQ. Greg, good evening to you. And you said you had some traffic.
From you whether or not you received the email I had sent you this morning with that information about your inquiry.
Yeah, I received the email, and from what I understand, it's just repeat filler information those other slots then, right?
That's correct. I was hoping that you would be able to post that information as needed on the sub page.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I just wanted to make sure everything was clear first, and it is a kind of confusing layout that they did, so I just want to word it correctly so I don't confuse anybody else. That's why the question about simplex.
Oh, absolutely. No, there is no doubt about it that that is a confusing layout. As noted, I wasn't involved with it, which may be why. Also, while I have you, just want to take all the members while listening and wish them a happy Hanukkah, whatever may be left of that. Merry Christmas, and also a happy New Year as well, if I don't catch up with you guys next week.
Okay, thanks for the greetings too, Greg. And for those who haven't been around much, Greg's been a supporter of this net from way, way back. And we appreciate him helping out with a few things here and there. And Greg, I understand the frustration in what you had said to me, so don't worry about that. But I've got some updates going on to the website anyway in various categories, so I just wanted to make sure I had things correct before I did that. And I was notified, yesterday or the day before yesterday, that there may be some new updates to the subcarriers on the FM broadcast station, so I need to put that up as well. Okay, I'm getting two emails from reliable source that said there's activity on, let's see, a customs channel, U.S. Customs channel, 165.8375 using AFCO 25, and also an FBI channel, channel B5 on 172.425. And that's something else I'm trying to put together. So if anybody can help out with that, I have updates to a bunch of different federal channels, but I need fill-ins for what you have specifically for FBI and Customs and some of the other three- and four-letter agencies. So if you have anything like that, please send them in.
WB2SGT.
Good evening, Pete. Just checking in or you got traffic?
Late check it. No traffic, sir. I'm just hammering out on the internet one of my railroad boards. We're all on this thing about the elimination of Morse.
Oh, okay. Well, still use them whenever you want. In fact, I'm surprised that Bob's not here. Remember last week he was talking to... Was it last week or the week before? He was talking about this movie from 1939 that sort of featured shortwave and ham radio in it called Grand Jury Secrets. Well, I just watched it. In fact, it just ended right before I picked up the microphone to do the net tonight. And fascinating story. I think anybody, if you get a hold of it, watch it. I think you'll enjoy it for what it is. And if you were somebody who's watched 1930s and 40s movies like I did when I was a kid, it'll bring back some memories. There's a scene in there where the guy actually whistles out a message in Morse code while he's being held at gunpoint. I'm not going to say any more, but it's a great story.
JRH.
The JOH station, did I get the prefix?
This is KC2 JRH, Juliet Romeo Hotel, Anthony in Brooklyn.
Ah, Anthony, okay. The R sounded like a no. Any traffic tonight?
Yes, a comment on your thing about old movies. There are three good movies that have radio in it. There's White Heat with James Cagney, where they're showing direction finding with an oscillator that's sitting in the gangster's car. They have an old holographic receiver in the movie. And then there's this movie called Junior G-Men. It was a movie serial from the 1930s. They show an actual ham radio station. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I guess at one time thought that radios weren't so geeky. That they actually served a purpose. Unfortunately, attitudes have changed, so we just gotta keep the flame going, I guess. Maybe that's why I teach radio classes for the past 15 years. Anywho, thanks a lot for that, Anthony. And, let's see. We're gonna have a quick night here. I don't see anybody else in traffic.
WB2SGT.
Good, Pete.
I don't know if it's on topic here on this board. I want to go for my VEC. Where do I start with that?
VDE, be a volunteer examiner. One, I would suggest you contact KE2UN. He can tell you exactly what material you have to get and how to get it sent to you and all that. It's an open book test.
I think I started on the AWR website, but I have my hands full right now, you know. I have next week off, and I started this thread on the internet, and these guys are trying to type out Morse code on the internet. It's pretty pathetic.
Different strokes for different folks, I guess, right? Okay, well, if you can't find it on the W5YI or AWRL website, I'm sure KCUN can point you in the right direction, Pete.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm sure I could use my services. I just need a piece of paper, WB2SGT.
Oh, boy, we had a double in there. Try it again.
And to RVM, would it fill in? A frequency you gave out.
Okay, RVM, stand by 1 second. Who's the other station?
WA2OKZ. I have a comment, but go ahead, pick up the other guy.
Okay, Ken. All right, so we'll come back to you in a second. And to RVM, Ken.
Let me see, what was it, 165-8375? Input would be 163-7875.
That's it. Yeah, I believe that was the customs channel that, the person recorded.
I've been listening to that for quite a long time. It's been on, geez, I don't know, at least a month, or better.
Yeah, and the person that sent the email in said that they're active now, so something, might be hopping.
Too many radios, not enough antennas. What will you do?
Yeah, we got to learn how to compartmentalize our brain and our hearing so we can hear it all at the same time, right?
Yes, need a third ear.
Yeah, as some people get older, they need the second one back.
Take a moment.
Then?
See your moment. This is W2G. I said it's what you call a senior moment, and I've had a few of them.
Senior moment, okay. Some people aren't quite that old and have junior moments, I guess.
You might say that, either that, junior or intermediate.
Something for yourself.
Okay, guys. Let's see, W2OKZ. Over to you, Ken.
Yeah, how you doing, Charlie? Oh, just a comment. I guess, I don't know whether it was last week or was it 2 weeks ago when Bob filled in for you and we got into a discussion on HDP TV. And come Sunday morning, our Jersey paper, the Ledger, had a full page, like page number 2 was given over to HDTV. Or I really, for those who really don't understand it, and they tried to clear it up, but the bottom line, the very last paragraph, he summed it up rather nicely. He said, you know, you need it. You want to buy it right now. You know, that's a big hot-selling item. But he said the way he looks at things and feels, if you can wait a year, he said things are changing so fast that it almost pays to wait that 1 year out. And although I was sort of leaning maybe towards getting something in a new TV, I think I'm going to take his advice and wait. I guess liquid crystal and plasma are getting so close in definition that LCD may be the way to go by next year. Anyway, it did get kind of hot and heavy, the discussion that time, and I hope I don't open up a can of worms now, but I thought it was a good article.
Well, I'm sure if the can of worms has been opened already, Ken, it's not a big deal. There'll be plenty of fish to come around and eat the worms. Okay, while we check the email again, we'll stand by for additional check-ins. This is N2NOV with the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Okay, WB2SGT, Pete, I just sent you an email with links to both organizations with the info you're looking for.
Thank you, sir. I'm sitting here reading this thing. RE, force requirement for amateur race, radio like the sun. There it goes. We ain't in Kansas anymore. We're accepted. Dots and dashes. Green. To write this stuff down.
Well, we're not going to carry on debates or laments on what's happened in the past. As we've seen with all forms of radio communication, whether it be audio, video, data, analog, digital, whatever it is, we see it changing. We see it progressing. For example, many of us are used to growing up, and until recently, listening to the shortwave broadcast stations with various models of radios, whether it be portables, our HF rigs, whatever. And now, as we're hearing more and more over the past few years, there are stations broadcasting in a digital format called DRM. At first, it was one or two stations here and there, mostly in Europe, and now it's becoming so much more widespread that the manufacturers of shortwave radios are coming out with their own models that have built-in DRM decoders. So you could be listening to a shortwave station on, let's say, 9800 in the middle of the afternoon, and this digital broadcast comes through and your portable radio will turn it into stereo. Gee, stereo shortwave broadcast. When have we ever had that? So there are changes. And by advancing along with the changes, we get to continue enjoying radio, whether we're just listening or we're participating. So the past is the past. The future is coming at us, and we're all moving that down that same timeline. It's up to each of us whether we want to enjoy what's coming or feel miserable about it. I say, let's have some fun.
Yeah, very true. Well, these guys just busted my chops because I have to sit there and decode these little dots and dashes on my screen. Damn. I'm an old guy, all right? I need a little patience.
All Okay, that last station after Pete, it was all noise, so your signal wasn't quite strong enough to hold the repeater. So either you, if you're on a portable, you're going to have to move a little bit, you know, maybe about a foot or so in either direction. It might be at a null point. Or raise your power, see if you can get into the repeater a little bit better. This is N210B. Okay. Let's see. Throw some scanner frequency information into the mix, which seems to be what 90% of the traffic on this net seems to be. Though every so often I introduce some other things to listen to. Ben N2ZG sent an email after last week's net saying he's got some interesting things he's picking up. Let's see. Those who listen to the Port Authority on 453.650, he says that besides the Port Authority on this channel, you can also hear Perth Amboy Hospital has activity on that channel, so they must be very low power. Union Township has an extra police department channel. Even though they're on the EDAC trunked system, they still have a frequency on 155.550. So anybody who's listening to agencies that recently moved to a trunk radio system, don't ignore their old VHF, UHF channels. They may still have them. Let's see, Union Township Taxi Company on 451.925. But as we found out with taxi companies, especially here in New York City and surrounding areas, a lot of them are moving over to LTR trunking systems. So this may be just one of a frequency, a list of maybe 5 or 10 frequencies of an LTR system. So best to go check the FCC database to see who's licensed on that channel, and then check the license to see if there's any other frequencies. Let's see. Union Hospital is a security channel on 464.575. Something to listen to if you have to visit anybody there. A school bus company in Monmouth County and a towing company in Plainfield, New Jersey are sharing 451.9125. Sounds a little familiar. I don't know what that is. In the federal band, 165.1875 is the Monmouth County, Fort Monmouth, the military base in Monmouth County, is their security and operations channel. And lastly, also in the military channels, 143.125, also in Monmouth County, is used by the Earl Naval Weapons Station. They're the ones with that little railroad that goes up towards Sandy Hook for loading stuff onto big ships going overseas. Okay. Let's see. We'll stand by for anybody else at this time while I go check something else. And someone will be with the shortwave and scanner listeners then.
I'm trying to think now.
Liberty that goes out to Liberty Island, but I do have one here. I guess it's security, maybe. 166.6375. I've seen it reported as being used at both the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island, but using APCO 25. So I think that's a security channel.
About 2 miles away from me.
Yeah. I was going with one, let me know.
Yeah, if the police don't catch me first and think I'm somebody of a nefarious character. I know some think that already. But I'm on their side, and I've got the ID to prove it. Anyway, all right, I'll let you know as soon as I know, Justin.
I am pretty sure.
Okay, let's see. Stand by for any additional traffic, comments, questions, and if nothing else, if I see nothing in the email, then we'll wrap it up if it's nothing else past this. And it's 108. Good, Anthony.
On 166.8875, have you noticed there's a station on there which I think is United Nations Security? Would you know anything about that?
No, I've seen it reported both as UN Security and Ellis Island.
I pick them up quite frequently, but I can't tell who they are. I just hear like number four and like some kind of code, but it's trying to contact some other security person or whatever. I'm not certain. I know I've seen it as UN Security myself. All right, thank you. I'm just curious.
Well, as they say, it's one of those radio mysteries that the more all of us collectively listen in and share the information, the more we're going to know. It's one of the things we do here, Anthony. We don't hoard information. We like to share it with each other.
I understand. I was picking it up as, you sound like, you can't tell. The thing is, you just can't tell. Like, they're all like 2 seconds and then they're off, and sometimes I don't pick them up at all. But I wonder we'll figure out who they are. Anyway, all right, thank you for your help. It's KG2 Sharing.
One of the fun things of listening to agencies like that is that they're not on all the time. It's not like NYPD or the fire department or the local taxi cab company. So it becomes more of a mystery, and you sharpen your skills by listening for long periods of time of silence and jotting down a lot of notes that over time will come together and make sense.
That's what I'll do, I'll keep a record. Been picking up the past couple of days during between 9 and 10 o'clock in the evening. So I'll keep my eye on that.
Okay, well, a good place to share the information, gang, is on the message boards on the N2NOV.net website. There's a link in the top of the page. There are different message areas hinting to different types of traffic that you're going to hear. So there's one for federal stuff, one for military stuff, one for police, one for fire and EMS, transit stuff, planes, boats. So, you know, feel free to share information there. We've got plenty of conversations going on at once. I'm just trying to clarify some stuff for the parking enforcement people of NYPD, and then we'll get that straightened out. There's some questions about some federal traffic going on one of the channel, on one of the groups and messages. Some stuff about the fire department 10 codes and descriptions of different vehicles and organization layout. So some interesting stuff in there, so feel free to drop on by, register. This way you can leave messages, leave your questions. And, yeah, it's only been up about a year. It was October of 05 it was started after Jim Fordyce's site got trashed and Jim didn't want to bring it back. And in that time period, we've got a little over 150 members that have signed on to it and are reading, mostly reading, but there's a bunch of people participating and we're getting a lot of good information from that. So I encourage everybody to go check it out.
W2G is back.
Okay, well, just in time for us to wrap up if there's no other traffic. So we'll stand by, see if there's any other traffic, and if not, we'll wrap it up. This is N20.
Well, I just want to say that Jenny at the 7th District Med says hello to everybody and wishes everybody the best for the holiday season and a great new year.
Yeah, thanks a lot for passing that along, Will, and same back to the guys up there in Southern District. They cover a lot of area up there, and I've known Ken and the guys for quite a while. Okay, seeing nothing else in the email accounts or further on the air, we'll say 7th read, everybody. Enjoy, as Greg said earlier, the rest of Hanukkah for those who are Jewish, upcoming Christmas, holiday, let's forget Kwanzaa, and Happy New Year to everyone. We will be holding the net next week on Wednesday. The New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communication Service net that is normally heard on Mondays at 8:30 on this frequency will not be held next Monday because it's Christmas, but we will be back on the night of January 1st. So with that, everybody have a good one. Enjoy time with your family and friends, and we'll see you next week. And hopefully you'll find something as a gift. I know some people are getting things, and the rest of us are wishing we got something. Have a good one, and so on.